It's been just a little over 2 weeks since the Sikh temple shooting in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, that left six dead. But just as the wounds from that day are beginning to heal, another member of the temple was murdered last Wednesday during a burglary gone wrong nearby. Amardeep Kalika's father was a victim of the Sikh temple shooting. He's checking back in with us today. Amardeep, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. Thank you for joining us, as always. Let's start with the shooting last week that I just mentioned, the one on Wednesday and the burglary. On the heels of this terrible tragedy at the temple that your father, unfortunately, was part of, how is the community reacting to the latest tragedy?
It was a little bit of a shudder and a shock. At first, we didn't know what it was. And then when we learned it was a burglary gone wrong, we were a little bit more relieved. However, people ask me, well, it's not as connected to hate crime. And I said, you know what? It's still connected to violence in America, and criminals do pick victims. And generally, he was an older man, and he had a turban and a beard, and he worked the late night shift. So it's still, to me, an attack on the Sikh tradition in some way.
Amardeep Kalika, you've been critical of the reaction sort of from the rest of the country. You say many members of your community are wondering out loud if they want to live in this country anymore after these last two incidents. Is that the case?
It is happening. It's happening. Or a lot of the discussion is whether or not to be in rural areas or move back to diverse cityscapes, only in the fact that, you know, there are certain areas that you can have a diversity in education and cultural understanding, and people get you and you get them.
Now, the incidents themselves are tragic and in some ways to many unexplainable. But in terms of the reaction since, is there something about the reaction of the country, of white people around the community of Oak Creek that has discouraged you and your family members and community members so much that they're talking this way?
You know, the local community here in Oak Creek, Greenfield, and Milwaukee, this little pocket has been tremendously positive, strong, a good outpouring, candlelight vigils, and the mayor of Oak Creek, the city police chief, everybody's been very, very positive. What's discouraging is kind of the national attention. By that, I mean maybe the national government or, you know, national media in general. It seems like the conversation kind of came and went. But maybe that has to do with Aurora, Colorado being such a big deal, which it was, I mean, no doubt about it. And then when we have another one, there's kind of like a fatigue with this type of stuff. But that fatigue is, understandably, in America, it happens all too often. We have the most spree killers, mass killers, serial killers in the world, and we have such a violent society that maybe the rest of the nation is getting sick of listening to the rhetoric.
Maybe they are, and maybe the rest of the nation is having a little bit of trouble with some of the bad news. That's Amardeep Kalika. He's a member of the Sikh community in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. His father was a victim of the temple shooting 2 weeks ago. We also understand that the First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to meet with some of the members of that Wisconsin community later on this week. Amardeep, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.